This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shuddha Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Monday, that is 14th of September. Well, Indian market witnessed profit taking at high levels on Monday, pushing Sensex below 39,000, while Nifty 50 closed below 11,450. Now, let's look at the final tally on these three. The Sensex was down by 97 points to close at 38,756, while Nifty 50 was down by 24 points to 11,440. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in IT, realty, consumer durable stocks, while profit taking was visible in telecom, banks and finance stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was 1.5%, while the small-cap index was up 4%, outperforming benchmark indices. Now, top 50 gainers include names like Infosys, Wipro and TCS. Well, in terms of losers, BPCL, Bajaj Finance and Bharti Airtel were the top 50 losers. Now, let's look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the IT index was up 4.7%, followed by the realty index that was up 3.8%, and the consumer durable index closed with gains of 3.4%. Now, profit taking was visible in telecom, which was down 2%, followed by the banks, which fell 1.5%, and the S&P BSE Finance Index was down by 1.3%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Apollo Tyres, Bosch, PNB, as well as Idea. Long build-up was seen in stocks like Interglobe Aviation, Mindtree, and Amara Raja Batteries. Short build-up was seen in stocks like UBL, Bharti Airtel, and Bajaj Finance. Now, more than 150 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Dixon Technologies, APL Apollo, and L&T. Now, let's see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. It bounced after hitting 5 days exponential moving average. Now, the crucial support is placed at 11,300. Now, on the upside, resistance is placed at 11,550 and 11,600 levels. Well, Nifty has to hold above 11,333 and 11,350 levels to witness an up move towards 11,550 and 11,600 levels. While on the downside, medium-term support still exists at 11,200 and 11,180. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.